Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin Maseches Vachim. We're holding at the third line, right at the beginning of the line. So the next thing that the Mishnah told us was a Tful Yom, that is considered to be Pasur, Kolas Vachim Shekibu Yomam, Tful Yom is Pasur. How exactly do we know that? Milom. Tetanya Rabbi Simai Omer, Remez L'Tful Yom, Sheima Avat Chilel Minayim. Where do we see in the Torah a hint to the fact that if a Tful Yom does the Avodah, that he would be mechalal of the avodah? Talmud lomar kedoshim yihyu velo yechalalu shem Elohim ki et ishe Adonai lechem Elohim imarivim v'hayukodet. Now it's true that pasuk was said really as an advance before the inyanim of tumah that are introduced later on with v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael that we discussed earlier. However, this pasuk does clearly say velo yechalalu shem Elohim, and seems to be therefore a reference to the dinim of tuma. And if you're telling me dinim of tuma can't possibly mean literally a tamei, because that is a fairish. And there it clearly talks about people that are tamei. Therefore, we have no inyan over here in no inyan lit tamei. We certainly don't need it to teach me the din of tuma. The nafik mi v'inazru tneu inyan lit tvoyom. Therefore, let's use it to teach me the halacha that a tvoyom is also mechal of the avoda. And it says over there, the lo yechalalo. So it's obviously an actual chilul that will take place, not simply an is. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. I mean, contextually, this pasuk is not said in the sugya of tuma. This pasuk comes before the beginning of the sugya of tuma, where it begins with v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael, and actually is a continuation of the dinim in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the kohanim have to be careful not to cut their beard, not to do the cutting of the peyot. Now, even though that's true by Yisrael also, but there's a special Yisrael, there's two lavim special by kohanim on that. And maybe that's what it means. Maybe a Kohen who had cut off his beard with a razor or done a karachat on his head, he would pass the avoda. I mean, that's what it seems to refer to. So, ima tneu inyan lekoreach karachah lemashchit ba'ad zakan. Says the Gemara, that's impossible. Why? Because the truth is, we know that a tful yom is chayav mita for being ovid. How do we know that? Tful yom de'ima avad b'mita minalan. We have a Kabbalah that there is a gzereshav. Remember, we can never make a gzereshav on our own. Therefore, if a gzereshav exists, it means that it's part of the Torah Shabbat. That was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that there exists a gzereshav that is based on the word chilul that occurs over here, and chilul that occurs in the context of truma. So there it says, umeitubo, the chalalu, the loya chalalu, it says over here, and there it says, umeitubo. So b'meila, we know that the din, now this doesn't seem to have anything to do with our sugi yet, but we know that the din is, that this kilo is the mekor, that a tful yom is hayav mita for doing the avodah. Okay? Because that's what it says over here. Loya chalalu shebet rohem, etishe Hashem lechem elokeim, yamarivim. Therefore, it's clear that if that gezer shava exists, then only de pasil betruma machil avodah. The lo pasil betruma lo machil avodah. We now know that the way that the Torah views this pasuk is in the context of truma. Now there's obviously, absolutely no relevance of cutting your hair to eating truma. That for sure nobody would suggest, because it doesn't even talk about such things there. Since this is the pasuk that teaches us that there's a relationship between the dinim of truma and the dinim of avodah, it can only limit the meaning of this pasuk to the things that would have made sense transferred to truma. Now clearly, it makes absolutely no sense transfer the din of koreach karachat to truma, but it certainly makes a great deal of sense to transfer the din of tvul yom, because of course tvul yom, one of the unique things about tvul yom is that indeed it is also for truma. So therefore, we can't possibly use it to tell me anything but an additional din of truma, which is the din of tvul yom, somebody who went to the mikveh that day and has not yet had the sunset over it. As the Torah says, Uba HaShemesh V'Tahar. As a matter of fact, Tosfos asks, I mean, doesn't Uba HaShemesh V'Tahar itself say that the Tful Yom has the din of Tumah? So why do I need all of this? I mean, just the same. Only after Uba HaShemesh V'Tahar. So Tosfos explains that the V'Tahar that is mentioned by Tful Yom might mean Tir Yuma, as the Gemara suggests. It may mean that the sunset, not that the person only then becomes sore. It's only after we know these din that we could see those other implications. Okay, so now we know that a Tefillah Yom is Mechala Lezavada. But it's very strange because the Mishnah mentioned three cases. I'm sure it must have struck you as being weird. It talks about a Tefillah Yom. It talks about a Mechusa Kippurim. It talks about a Tameh. I mean, a Mechusa Kippurim is three steps away, you know? So somebody's Tameh. He hasn't gone to the Mebi yet. He goes to the Mebi. Then he's a Tefillah Yom until the night. After the night, if it's a type of Tumah that requires, let's say, Mitzorah, Yoledet, Zav, that's a Zav Gadol or a Zav Agdola, that requires an additional carbon on the eighth day. So he's now further attenuated the Tumah, and he's now a Mechusa Kippurim. So, I mean, if we know one of them, I mean, it would be absurd to discuss a Mechusa Kippurim if the Tameh himself isn't Tameh, or the Tfuy, at least that's how it's right here. So, it says Rabba, look, I mean, but the truth is, of course, that as we'll see, I mean, we have three, so far we've seen two, but as we've seen in the Mishnah, three separate categories, and that immediately raises the question of why in the world we would need three separate categories. It says Rabba, Lomali the Katav Rachamana, Tameh, Utfuyom, Umbechusa. What indeed would be the point of giving us three categories if in the least of them is immediately apparent that the earlier ones are certainly going to be considered to be Tameh? Now, Rashi points out that we are not really asking why the Torah would write Tameh. That's ridiculous, because the only way we know that the pasuk here that we just brought for Tefillah Yom, well, the only way we know it's Tefillah Yom is because we had the other pasuk of Inazut for Tameh. If we would have left that pasuk out, we'd be back where we started from. And then we would have said that this pasuk is Tameh, then we wouldn't have known Tefillah Yom. So we certainly can't leave out Tameh and still know that Tefillah Yom, not to mention that as we're going to see, the only reason that the Mechusar Kippurim is Aser is because we find him called Tameh. So then obviously we need to first know that a Tameh is given as being Aser to do the Avodah. Okay, we're not really asking that. What we're asking is, well, why do we need all three? Couldn't we have derived one from the other, or at least one from the other two? That's the question. So therefore it says Rabba, well, actually Tzrich, because consider, let's say the Torah would have write Tameh. Okay, obviously Tameh is more chomer because by definition a Tameh is only called Tameh because he's mid Tameh. So he can actually give off the thing that asers. If he's that seriously affected that he causes somebody else to be affected by whatever it is he's affected with, then that is not a way to learn out other things that cannot give over what it is that they're affected by. So that for sure, we wouldn't have been able to learn out the others from him. Okay, now, suppose the Torah would have mentioned it Tefillah Yom. Well, obviously, we couldn't learn a Mechusa Kippurim from a Tefillah Yom either, because Shekein Pasul B'Truma. The truth is that a Tefillah Yom touching Truma actually will Pasul B'Truma, and I'd mention Oser B'Truma, and therefore, since that is not true of a Mechusa Kippurim, even though the Tefillah Yom, note the difference, Tefillah Yom cannot be Mitamei Truma. We said before, Shekein Mitamei. There's a difference between being Mitamei and between Pasul B'Truma. And the difference is that when you touch something as a Tameh, you can make that other thing Tameh in a way that in itself will be Matami something else. So that's called Tameh, because by definition, Tameh always means that it's radiating Tuma. But a Tefillah Yom who touches Truma, the Truma no longer radiates Tuma. So he can cause, he can affect the Truma with the Tuma, but he can't give over his Tuma to the Truma. Okay, but nonetheless, it's an additional effect that is caused by his Tuma that would not be caused by a Mechusa Kippurim, and therefore there's no way to learn out a Mechusa Kippurim from the Tefillah Yom. Now you'll say, okay, but so then write the Mechusa Kippurim. If I write the Mechusa Kippurim, you say, then I certainly would know the Tefillah Yom, right? No, not necessarily. Because, I mean, when we say the Tefillah Yom, we don't mean the Tefillah Yom of the case where it's a Mechusa Kippurim, obviously. I mean, then he's still a Mechusa Kippurim. In other words, the eighth day you're going to bring a card. So he's a Mechusa Kippurim even while he's a Tefillah Yom, when he was table before. When we talk about a Mechusa Kippurim, we're talking about a case such as one of the cases we mentioned, such as the Zava Gedela or the Oledet or the Mitzorah. And those cases are Mechusa Kippurim. But there's cases where you'll never be a Mechusa Kippurim. You're only a Tefillah Yom. So if somebody touches your sheret, it's a Tefillah Yom. Mace, Tefillah Yom. But I wouldn't know the Tefillah Yom from Mechusa Kippurim. Why not? Because the Mechusa Kippurim is Mechusar Maaseh. The fact is that the Torah is much more makpid than Mechusa Kippurim. Actually, Rabbeinu Peretz understands the Mechusar Maaseh here because of the more later on to mean the very fact that it requires a kapara, not stam any Maaseh. We'll see what leads him to have to say this. The simple meaning is the way Rashi learned, which is a Tefillah Yom is in a position in which it's time-oriented. By the end of the day, he's hard. Nothing more he needs to do. And Mechusa Kippurim still needs to do something. Since he needs to do something, on that level, he's more calmer than the Tefillah Yom. If he just sits around and doesn't do anything, he's never going to become taller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, there's something more wrong with it. So if I know that the Torah is marked but on the Mechus Kippurim, that's Bechal Lavoida, that doesn't prove that somebody's in a state in which by tonight, no matter what, come hell or high water, he's Tahar, so maybe now he's on Bechal Lavoida. Okay, that makes very good sense. And, okay, fine. I understand, says Rabbah, that you can't learn out any one from any of the other. Fine. I mean, of course, Tamei, we're not even attempting to learn out because that's in the Torah. But how about giving me two and allowing me to derive from a common denominator between the two, allowing me to derive the third? So, fine. Chodem echad lo at. But why not tete chodem tarte? Why can't I learn one from a combination of two? Okay, give me which one. Bahai lo litov Rabbah. Which one do you want to leave out? Well, I mean, obviously, if we're going to say no lechtov b'mechus kippurim, I mean, that's clear. Because kippurim is the lowest level, and there'd be no way to learn out a lower level from two things which share a higher level impact. Namely, you would say malahanosh came post to the mitruma. Obviously, the tuyom and the tamei, who are able, at least as a common denominator, to destroy tuma with a truma, truma with a truma. So that's not the case of mechus kippurim. So catch that. Okay, fine. So what about leave out tuyom? You certainly should be able to learn out tuyom from a combination of Tamei and Mechus Kippurim. Because what are you going to say? I don't know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, I mean, Tamei has to go to the Mikvah, and Mechus Kippurim has to bring a korban, both of which require an act. Masha Enkein, the one now who is the Fulyon, does not require an act. That actually sounds quite good in terms of the common denominator, which would not allow us to learn out third from the two. No, says the Gemara. Because, look, bottom line is, Kli Shalatu Matan, you cannot make a common denominator in a situation where the one is even in a lower darga of tuma than the other one. In other words, the Mechus Kippurim has already gone through Harev Shema, and in comparison with the actual Tamei, has completely gone beneath the Tuliyom. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's not Mechus Maisa vis-a-vis the Tamei. Now, this is what causes Rabbeinu Peretz grief, because he says, if you're actually learning that the Mechus Maase can be attacked with the Sof Lishalatu Matan, why didn't we do that before, when we're learning one from one? Therefore, he suggests that when it said Mechusar Maaseh before, it didn't mean Mechusar Maaseh in terms of just an act. It meant Mechusar the actual korban for a kapora, which over here, that can't be the common denominator because a tameh is not Mechusar. But here it means literally Mechusar Maaseh, and that's the way he distinguishes between the previous sugya, where we weren't ready to say, oh, that's not a problem. You should still be able to learn it because it's sof-sof klishalat tumata. And here, where we're saying sof-sof klishalat tumata. So, I don't know what the shake of the head is, but it's nice to see you too. A good tavach, a good tavach.
I just thought I'd tell you.
So, the problem is, of course, as I mentioned earlier, that Rashi learns that the Mechusar Maaseh before was exactly this Mechusar Maaseh. That there's nothing that he needs to do versus a Tvuyom where the sun is going to set automatically. So it seems clear that Rashi understands the meaning of Lishalatu Maha is in terms only of the Mahatat. See? In other words, it's true that when it comes to Tuma, you have to go to the Mikvah. Fine. But you're certainly not going to say that because Kippurim has already been through the Mikvah, has already been through Erev Shemesh, is the same Mechusar Maaseh that you're talking about of not going to the Mikvah when you're primarily Tame. So how can you make that a Mahatat? That's the problem. It's not a problem in the Mechusar Maaseh per se if I'm contrasting it only with one. But if I'm contrasting, I'm trying to make a common denominator. Vis-a-vis the Tuma, it's Lishalat Tumatan. That's the point. It's not necessarily Lishalat Tumatan. It's the time when we're trying to learn out the Tuyom from it. See? Anyway, so what exactly then is the taina of Rabba? You can come and explain three. We don't have a three, but we could say tzara shava shaveh. You're saying that tzara shava is because of mice, but I'm showing you that that's not a reasonable tzara shaveh. The real tzara shaveh is that it comes from an igiyah bikuma that has not been addressed completely, and therefore it's bakala. So what's the problem? So tvuyom is not addressed as a different bakala. Why do we need to write tvuyom? That's the question over here, right? So we're learning out over here. So we're learning out, according to Rabbah, for some reason, we need Tzricha, and yet we've shown that we don't need Tzricha. So what's the answer? That we should be able. He's claiming that we need all three, and we've trapped him. You showed us you need all three only from learning one from one. But why do I need all three if we're willing to learn one from two? If you're going to try to find me another common denominator besides the fact that a tuma that's unaddressed, I'll show you that it's not true, because the Mechus Kippurim is certainly klishal atumanta, and therefore, why can't I learn out of Tvuyom? Yom. It's not the same Muchas or Mises, I mean. Vis-a-vis Tame. It's not a common denominator. Not clear, right? Not clearly how Rashi's learning. Huh? Not clear to you this far? We're trying to tell me that a tool Yom that requires no act and yet is more Tame cannot be learned out of a common denominator between absolute Tumah and a Muchas Kippurim that is already at the end of the entire process, right? And you're trying to tell me the reason we can't learn it out is because we would have a common denominator. What's the common denominator? Cannot learn it out, which would explain why Rabbah is saying that we need all three cases, is because if I attempt to find a common denominator, I will substitute another common denominator that will not apply to the case of the Tulyom. And what is that common denominator? Both of them have to do something to rid themselves of the Tumah. And since a Tulyom doesn't have to do anything to rid himself of the Tumah, so therefore, definitely, he cannot be learned out from those two because they have a Churma. Says the Gemara, but to put together the common denominator, a Mechusar Kippurim, who vis-a-vis the Tfuyom and the Tameh, has already addressed everything that they've addressed. Now all that's left is something else to address. You can't say that the Tfuyom is going to be worse than that, because it's certainly not a common denominator with the Tomei who actually is going to go to the mikveh. You can't say, well, that's what they share. He has to go to the mikveh. Well, obviously go to the mikveh because otherwise he's still Tomei. So, I understand, how are we comparing this? This guy is not Tomei. He's gone to the mikveh. He's not, so he's already past the stage of the Tfulyom. So what are you going to tell me? He needs to do something. But that we've already seen that that's not the point of the Tomei in the same sense. For Raya, he was completely Tomei. This guy's already over his Tumah. That's what the Gemara is saying. So if that's the case, then why is it that Rabbah's convinced that you need all three cases? Answers the Gemara, Rabbah holds you need all three cases, is because he holds that Mechusar Kippurim is not Klisha Latumara. And that is the subject of a great argument, which goes under the rubric of Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav. That it's a little misleading, as it doesn't really mean that. It's just an example. A Mechusar Kippurim of any type. For instance, a Mechusar Kippurim of a Zav. He went to the mikveh, he waited until the night, but he's a Zav Gadol Baal Shalosh Riyot, he needs to bring a korban on the eighth day. He has exactly the same din as the Zav himself, says Rashi's approach. That means that he can actually, now this is only true about Kodesh, but when it comes to Kachim, if he touches something, it becomes a Rishon to him. If it touches something else, it becomes a Sheni, rather than the standard starting off with the Puyom, it's something could be maximum a Shlishi. And if it only passes, it won't go any further. Over here, it's Lemimne Bo Rishon V'Sheni, as a Lashon Gemara, we start from the beginning, and it's not weakened in the least. And therefore, he would also, if he went into the Beit HaMikdash, he would be Chayef Karet, and it would be exactly the same as a Tomei. So, if that's the case, then how could we say Klisha Latumata, where there's no Klisha Latumata in the Sugya here of Kutch? Now, Tosis doesn't like, some of the Balei Tosis don't like that shot. They bring Rayas that doesn't seem to be the issue. The issue seems to be simply the question of whether the din is that a Pesach that's brought Petuma, Zovin and Zovas don't have the right to be participating in that Korban Pesach, even though Lamaisa was Hutter for Tuma. It was only Hutter for Tuma that wasn't on that level of the Tuma's Maze. So if you hold that a Bukhazikipurim of a Zov is Kizov, then they can't participate in a Korban Pesach, a Korban. That's the issue. Fine. It's not important for our Sugya. What's important for us is to recognize that Rabbah holds that there is no way now to make the common denominator, because indeed the common denominator is that they're both Mechusar Maisa. Because what are you going to say? Klishala? There is no Klishala. A Zav who didn't go to a mikveh, and a Zav who went to the mikveh and waited 8 days for the Arif Shemesh is exactly the same. And therefore the Mechusar Kippurim really has now that thing in common, that he needs now to go bring his carbon in the same way that the Tomei needed to go to the mikveh. And it is a precise common denominator. And that question, Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami, says the Gemara, is a machloket ha-na'im. I think. How do I know? The Tanya, it looks like. When we come to the dinim of the Parah Aduma, now the Parah Aduma is not, as we saw earlier, is not considered to be kachim in the normal sense. It's kachim perek abay. Wouldn't have, other than where the Torah is specifically mechadesh ha-alocha, it would not have the dinim of a korb. Now, nonetheless, there's a machloket about what the din would be if the one who burned the Parah Aduma was an onein, or he was a Mechusar Kippurim. And if he would have done the Avoda, as we just saw, he would have passed the Korban if he did the Kabbalah Adam, and the Zrikat Adam, or any of the things that you're going kosher for. Nonetheless, when it comes to the Por Adum Et Hosh, okay, fair enough, that's done account. Comes along Yosef HaBavli to say that actually an Onain is kosher, yes, but a Mechusar Kippurim is not kosher. Now, where the heck would he get that from? There only seems to be one possibility. He's not treating it as kodesh in the sense of kodesh haguf. So where would he get that? My love, it appears to be that the only machloket here could revolve around this sugya. Is a mechusar kippurim dezav kezav? So then it's no good because it says beferish ish tahor. So someone who's tahor has to burn the paraduma, and he is not tahor. But the other man the Amar holds no ish tahor means that he's not fully tamei, and this guy is a mechusar kippurim, so he's not fully tamei. So it would be kosher. That's the machlokes. That seems to be the issue. Says the Gemara, no. That has nothing to do with this issue. Kulei Amar Kezav Dam is a whole different question. And that question is a fascinating question, which revolves around one of the other strange issues of Par Aduma, is that we go out Bedafka to make the guy who burns the Par Aduma Tameh. But just as a Tvuyam, why is that? Because, exactly, the Tzedukim don't like the following drasha. The following drasha is a classic for hatred by the Tzedukim, where the Torah says, V'hizaha tohor al ha-tameh, says the Gemara, since it says that a tohor should be mazeh, that's a raya that he's kosher if he's tameh. Why is it a raya that he's kosher if he's tameh? Because it said just a moment ago, in the whole Seder of the Avoda over here, it said, Beferish v'lakach ezov v'taval babayim ish tohor. So for heaven's sakes, why would you need to say, V'hizaha tohor al ha-tameh? What do we think? Tameh is going to be mazeh on the tohor? It should just say, V'hizaha tameh or v'hizaha lav. Therefore, clearly, when the Torah reintroduces the concept of tahor, it's coming to tell me I will accept a relative degree of tahara so that the tahor will be zorek al hatameh, but it doesn't have to be absolutely tahor. So from there, we understand that the tefil yom is okay. Fine. Now the question is, let's leave it out. And since the Tzedukim, of course, don't like that drusher, we throw it in their face. We'll make him tameh, even though in everything else, we're absolutely crazy machmer on the poor action because of it, to make up for what we're doing just right. But when it comes to this din, we will, it's a machlokes, whether we make it tameh, and then you're right, or the rabbanon, and just make a point to them, because they know we think it's tameh. But the bottom line is, from here we see that a tvuyom is kosher. Now, I'm joking. I'm being a little facetious. In a way, in the broadest sense of life, it's to be mavazah them. What kind of nonsense is that? That is life. It's not personal. So, okay. So now the question is, what does the Torah include over here in being matir a tvuyom? That's a question. Shemar sefer tumah dekala Torah kula. Whatever is considered to be a tvuyom anywhere in the Torah, even including cases where the guy is also mechusar kippurim, because it was, let's say, a zav that we're talking about. Was the other man the Amar hol tumah dehak parasha? Only the tumah mentioned here in Zot Ukata Torah, which of course is tamei mit. Not the whole parasha is about the poor aduma hilkach. So therefore, we can include, yes, we can include the case, let's say, if we yom of an avela, to say, or a tamei sheret, where those things are indeed obviously less chomer than a tuyom of a mate, that we can learn out. But we can't learn out the tuyom, who is also mechusar kippurim, of a zav, because that's considered to be more chomer, since the tum is yotzel of migufo. It's actually being exuded by his body. And therefore, lo. Obviously, here we can't say what we said before, and we said mechusar kippurim is mechusar maaseh, because there we were comparing it to the case of tamei, and food. Where he's also do the avodah mashinka, but the poor aduma is actually allowed to. We can't take mechusar maaseh to answer him. Therefore, we need to bring a mekar for his actual tuma being more or not something else. We need to come on to tuma yotalav mingufo, which we didn't say earlier. Okay, the next case we have in the Mishnah is mechusar begadim. Kohen is not wearing his begadim. He's mechal the avodah minala. Omer Rabbi Abohu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, some say, Matubah B'Shved Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that actually the Pasuk says, V'chagarta otam avnei, Aron uvanav, V'chavashtalem mibaot. And after fully dressing them, it then says, V'aitalem kiuna l'chukat olam. So in other words, it was the dressing that made them kuna l'chukat olam. But if they're not dressed, then they don't have the kuna as a chukat olam. Which teaches us the clothes make the man. V'zman shebigdehem aleihem kunatam aleihem. So as long as they're wearing these begadim, fine. Then they have their kuna. Ein bigdehem aleihem, ein kunatam aleihem. But if they're not wearing the begadim, then they are not kohanim. In which case, they're zarim. A zaru does the aveda. Is Pasel, as we saw. Wait a minute. That's not, you just reminded me. That's not where we know it from. It's true, it's from that Pasuk, but it's a whole other thing. Man, I get away with that. That's the way we learn this? Me'atam nafka. Listen, there's a braita that says it very different. It starts in the other yad. It starts with shtuyayad. How do I know that somebody who's had wine to drink? Well, that's what we had shikor. She'im avad chilel. But if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. Tavod lomar yayin. And then goes on to say, so apparently, if he did the avoda with the yain v'shekar alteish, then he would have to accept the fact that he made the avoda takodesh shkol. How do I know? That's fine. Now, how do I know, continues that brayta, how do I know that that's true about a mechuser begadim, or about someone who was shalola chutz yadayim v'raglayim, didn't go to the giyor? How do I know that there too it would be possible? And I'll bet you're expecting to hear the pasuk I just brought, huh? Well, you will, but not the way I brought it. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah compares these two psukim with the Gzeira Shava. As it said over here, Yain v'shechar al tesh tatov anecha yitach v'lo tomutu chukat olam ledorotechem. So there it says chukah. And it also says v'chagarta otam avneid v'ayta lehem kunotam l'chukat olam. You said, forget about chukat olam. It says, the fact that you dressed them like alam kunatam. That's what you said. No need for any gzera shavah. It says, perish in that pasuk, that when you put on their clothes, you have now given them the kun. And only when those clothes are on did they have to quit. That's what you said. Now here we see, no, I wouldn't know it if I hadn't first proven that the chukah that appeared by shtuye yayin was mechal al avodah, lavdil ben hakodesh uben achol. Having established that, I now can go and say, well, it also says chukah there by mechuser begonim, and therefore it must mean that a mechuser begonim would be mechala. Not because he's a czar and doesn't have his clothes on. How do you explain that? Well, I'll tell you how to explain it. That's not good enough. Because imi hatam hava mina hani mili avodah czar chayav alea mita. If I'm going to learn it out only from the din that you just brought, from a shatui yai. So, you know, I would have said, okay, it says, bevoachem elol moed velo tamutu. Now, that's a very, very limiting kind of thing. Because what that pasuk is telling you is that only on the avodot, which will be mechayev mitabide shamai for doing with someone who doesn't have the right to do them, am I also telling you, lavdil benatameh, benakod benakod. Now, what things is a zar chayav mita? Only on four avodot, but not the four avodot that we were discussing. In this case, when I tried to get it used, why not on the four avodot that we were discussing? Because it says va'avatem, and we dodge him from that avodat tama, and avodat tama means it must be the end of a series which completes the avodah, doesn't require anything else. So. And avodat matana. It also has to be avodat that does something towards the mizbeah. Not, for instance, removing something from the, that's not a matana. But taking it off. If you have those limitations, then, certainly of the four avodat we spoke about until now, the kabbalah, the halacha, that's not avodat ama. So only the zrik would be included in that. When it comes to the actual hakrov of the carbon, so only the actual haktara would be the end of what needs to be done with the emurim or the bas or the ayala. Putting it on the mizbeach itself. How about, is there anything else? Yep. You can pour wine on the mizbeach. And then, of course, there's the nisach hamayim on Sukkot. But that's it. Anything else is part of a series of avodot, which is not completed until you finally get a dam on the mizbeach. You finally get the bas or be burned to the ayala. You finally put the emurim on the flame. And only then will you be chayav. Now, since this pasuk links the chiyuv of mitah to the chilul of ben kodesh lechol, I would have no way of knowing that if, for instance, a mechuser begon Avadim. Does the Kabbalah Tadam? Why would he passel it? That's not an Adam Vodah that you're chayav mita on. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, found it necessary to be medayik further in the pasuk and to point out that it says over here, Bedafka Bizman Shbigdeyam Aleihem Kunatam Aleihem. They don't have Begadim, then they're not even Kohanim, they're Zarim. We already proved that a Zar is Mechalel on anything, even things that you're not Chayav Mita on. So that explains it. And therefore, since Avodah De'in Zar Chayav Alei Mita, I would have said Ema Lo, Kamashma, we now need this Drosha, where Rabbi Yochanan is quoting, Rabbi Avo is quoting, and saying that, no! No, but it's good. Now you got it straight. So it wouldn't have been tough. In Abayshan Lomeg, there's a bright word for anything. So now we have an additional post. Okay. Ashkecha mechusar begadim. Well, hold on. So now I'm confused. Now how do I know that in fact someone who is drunk will passel the Aveda in things that he's not chayav mita? Because now you've shown me that there was a likui in that limud. But you've only brought me an alternative limud from a chusar begadim. Oh, that's no problem. It says chuka in both cases, right? Adya chuka chuka. Mimachusar begadim. What the heck are you talking about? We just had a brighter that started in the other end, learned out first to Yayai, then went to Bechusar Begadim. Now you're turning everything upside down. You're telling me, no, actually we know Bechusar Begadim, then we don't know Shvi Yayai, Bechusar Begadim. What? Vatana, did we not just learn out to bring Lahavdil Bein HaTameo Bein HaTameo, Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Vachol, and that was his Makar? First of all, I don't understand how the Tana managed to overlook your brilliant drosha and problem. What about that? Didn't the Tana say Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Vachol Kanasiv La? Yeah, but that's before he got up to the Gezeirah Shava. What do you mean before he got... You're driving me crazy. Before he got up to Gezeirah Shava, he was trying to learn out Mechusar Begadim out of Shituya Yayin, and that's how he got to Gezeirah Shava. And now you're telling me, well, actually, once he got to Gezeirah Shava, he really meant to learn out Mechusar, that he learned out Shituya Yayin from Mechusar Begadim, that it would really be, without even telling us anything. But that's not what he says. V'atana Mechusar Begadim, who did Kayala v'Shituya Yayin? He was doing it the other way around. Nah, not really. It's just, you see, once he was already started on this path, so I wasn't going to start all over again. So in other words, what he was really saying is, minayin shalo chilku, bein mechusar begadim l'shtuya yayin v'shalo rechut yadayim raglayim. How do we know not to make any distinguishing difference between the two? If we find out that mechusar begadim is a complete violation of the kahuna, and therefore would cause psul by anything, how do we know that that would be the case by all things that are related in this way? Tamadama chuka chuka. But I mean, he didn't want to say, okay, let's do it the other direction and then start from the beginning. But he understood that you would understand that once we discover this, that then it makes more sense to go in the other direction and have a broader limud. And he never meant to learn out the Mechusar Begadim as a yesod in that direction. So, okay, but now it turns out that the whole limud was unnecessary. He started with a pasuk, Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol. Now it turns out we don't even need the pasuk, Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol. Let's just remember what happened. The Tana brought a pasuk, Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol, in the case of someone was over on Yain V'Shechar Alvin. That's where it says, Lahavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol. Then you're saying, well, but he hadn't yet said the what do you mean he hadn't yet said the Gezeirah Shavah? That isn't the point. He brought it from a completely different Makar, which now you've said is meaningless, because it wouldn't have taught us enough. So we have a different Makar. But the Tana just sort of kept on going and pointed out that the Chuka now allows us to learn out from the other Makar that he never even mentioned, allows us to learn out Shuya Yayin. So then we don't need the original Lima. Okay, so now tell me, what's that for? What is the meaning of that original Lima? What does Lavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol come to teach? Oh, that's something else completely. That's nothing to do with Kodrim, actually. It's Likid Rav. The Rav lo mukim amora alei miyumatav alachavrei mishum shichru. As we know, Rav refused to pass in halacha until the next day on Yontif, as he figured he's drunk, because he already had a revit. So this, Lavdil Bein HaKadosh Bein HaChol v'natameo l'tahar, is a din in horah that you cannot give. Horah v'psak halacha, not have to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So I still need lahavdil. You need brains. You need your mind on you. So the Torah is saying you don't have your correct mind. You told me, okay, well, you're coming to tell me the morality of the issue. I already know from Mechusa Begadim. Point. I'm coming to tell you the basis of this, that you should understand that someone who is Yayin V'Shechar, who drank Yayin V'Shechar, is unable to be Mavdil. Now, as far as where the psul comes from, I mean, maybe that would tell you that it's possible, but it wouldn't tell you broad enough. So I'll tell you the psul from Mechusa Begadim and Chuka. But meanwhile, it's teaching you something very important, which of course has become embedded in law today, in civil law. Right? They have little machines that see if you drank a Revius of Yayin. You shouldn't be in a position where you need to be Mavdil. There you go. So if we wouldn't have had this busing, we would never have had breath analyzer. Tfuyo. Minol, huh? The Tanya Rabbi Simayom Remis, the Tfuyom Shima Vatchilo Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Kedoshimi Yuva, Lo Yechalalu. Now, that can't be referring to Mamish at Tamei, because the Nafik Mivi and Azruni Kachevene Israel, the Lo Yechalalu. So Tzneuin in the Tfuyom. What do you mean, Tzneuin in Tfuyom? Why not? Today we need to what we're talking about, for God's sake, Korach Karcha, or Mashkit Pat Zakat. No. Because look, Tvuyom Dimavad Bimita Minolan, the Gomach Hilo Chalomi Truma. Okay, so that tells me that the Pusik is defined by Truma. Only that which is possible for Truma will be Machil Avodah. The law possible for Truma, lo Machil Avodah. Omar Rabba, Lamali the Katav Rachman Tamei, Utvuyom, and Bechuzik Kippurim. Let me tell you something, you need all three. Then you got the Rachman Tamei. B'tvuyom, then I would say also. Okay, I'm not going to learn that from b'tvuyom because of Kippurim. Shekein pasul b'truma. You would write because of Kippurim. Tvuyom lo atimine. Shekein b'chusar maaseh. Okay, milchad lo atim. Teitei chadum itarte. B'chay lo lichtov rachmana. Lo lichtov b'chus of Kippurim. V'teitei b'anach. I mean, obviously. Okay, lo lichta rachmana b'tvuyom, v'teite mi'anach. Because what are you going to say then? Mala anash kem mechusarim ma'aseh. I mean, certainly, sof, klishla tu matan. Because sovar mechusar kippurim rabba holds mechusar kippurim dezav kezav dami. And in fact, mechusar kippurim dezav kezav dami is the subject of a tanoi. The tanya. Sarfa the paraduma. Onein mechusar kippurim kshera. Yosef Abavli Omer Onein maybe Kshera Mechusa Kippurim is Psula Maila Boka Miflage Mar Savar Mechusa Kippurim Dezav Kezav Dami Umar Savar Lav Kezav Dami Lo Tekule Yama Kezav Dami Haka Boka Miflage Dechtiv Yizah Atar Latamei, from which we learn that Mechlal, that the one who's doing the Hazoya, can actually be Tamei. Limeid Al Tvuyom Shekasher Bepara. So Mar Savar, okay, which Tvuyom? Whatever. Tumah de kol haTorah kula, so that includes the Mechusa Kippurim. Umar savar tumah de ach parasha and only ach parasha. Hilkach, o neinu tvuyom de tamei sheretz de kile, and they can be learned for the kal v'chomer. I mean, the tvuyom of a mate, kol shekein the tvuyom of a sheretz, but Mechusa Kippurim dissolve, which is chomer, and it's tumah yotze al migufa lo. Mechusar begadim inolan. Amar Rabbi Abohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umato Babishmei, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Omar Kravech Agartao Tamavnet, Aron of Anam, Vechavashtala and Migbaot, Vaitelem Kuhuna Lechukat Olam, which teaches us Bizman Shibigdehem Aleyem, Kuhunat Amaleyem. Ein Bigdehem Aleyem, Ein Kuhunat Amaleyem. Ah, Miacha Nafka, Miatam Nafka, Tanya. Minai, in the Shtuye, Yain Shimabat Chileo Tabud Lomar, Yain Vesheikha, Al Tesh, and then goes on the next pasuk to say, Ulavdil ben HaKodesh uben HaChol. How do I know that even a Mechusar Begadim or a Lo Rachutz Radayim Raglayim is included in that? Minayim? Talmud Lomar, Chukah L'Gzeres Shava. Yeah, but that's not enough, because Imehatam Ava Minanim Ilavad Zar Chayav Ala Mita, because it says over there, Beferish V'lo Tamutu. But Avodah De'in Zar Chayav Ala Mita Imalo Kamash Malan. Okay, so now how do we indeed know it? We only know Mechusar Begadim. How do you know Shtuye Yayim and all that? Well, I mean, like he said, Chuka Chuka from Mechusar Begadim. But that's not what he said. Atanam Elahavdil Kanasiva. But that was before the Lake of Dereshava. He was trying to learn Mechusar Begadim from Shtuye Yayim. You're doing the opposite. Mechikama. Minayin, Shalochil Ku, Bein mechus begadim l'shteyayim v'shelo rofet tzedayim v'raglayim. Talmud omar chukah chukah l'gzera shala. Okay, so now basically the pasuk they originally brought has no meaning. So then la'avdil l'amali. But that's the kiddurav. The rav lo moki ma'mora alim yimatav l'chavrei mishum shichrut.